It's a good question, and thanks for having me on. I think anecdotally, talking to colleagues within the practice here, there's been certainly a notable increase in the number of patients we're encountering, typically via telephone consultation, who have symptoms of who have respiratory symptoms. They do a positive, they do an antigen test that's positive, and then we advise them and manage them accordingly. Obviously, using the up-to-date HSE advice as guidance as well. So yeah, we have seen a notable increase in positive antigen tests in people with symptoms. May reflect, this is just a theory, the fact that the weather's been so inclement over the last 4 to 6 weeks, and people have been spending a lot more time indoors and in confined spaces with other people. So that may reflect that simply. We're not seeing people aren't any more sicker. We're not necessarily seeing a significant increase or an increase at all in admissions to hospital with severe COVID, which may reflect the fact that most of the population are covered now well with COVID vaccinations and boosters. So that's been our experience the last couple of weeks, you know.
And while nobody wants to even consider going back to the state we were in a couple of years ago with restrictions, and it is seen as a common flu at this point, many people are still getting very sick in some cases. And you mentioned there about potentially it spreading with a lot of people indoors. Is that just another note to always keep the windows open, always have a bit of circulation in place, just to ensure, I suppose, the safety and well-being of everyone?
I think that's really sensible and that's really pragmatic. And I think I would echo that, number one. Number two, I think if you're a vulnerable individual who's had severe episodes of respiratory illness, particularly asthma exacerbations, chronic obstructive or chronic bronchitis exacerbations in the past, then I would certainly even extend that advice to, if you are concerned about going into a confined space with lots of other people, you would mask up, you know, and that makes only makes sense. And that's advice we probably will continue to give now going forward. You know, if you have a chronic respiratory disease, particularly severe asthma, particularly chronic bronchitis or emphysema, then it does behove you to look after yourself, to make sure you're up to date with your COVID boosters and COVID vaccination and boosters, and indeed your flu vaccination come this autumn. And then if you're going into those very confined spaces and you feel, you know, you want to give yourself some little extra layer of protection, then I think wearing a mask in those situations just makes sense to me. And I think something we're going to be observing is something we already observe that has emerged. And I think it's a positive thing that's emerged from the COVID pandemic as well.
Certainly, yeah. I mean, the hand sanitizing stations have still stayed in place, and it's still a practice that you see day in, day out, as people making use of them. For anybody that does feel a little under the weather, maybe that's getting the sniffles, getting maybe a little just dose of a cough, and they might think, like, we've been through the years of this, it's not much anymore. Would you advise them now to stay at home and remain vigilant as well, and I suppose observe best practice? Because although you might feel like, maybe I'm carrying something here, but it's not restricting me too much, you could still potentially pass that on to someone who is vulnerable.
And I'd be inclined to agree with you. I think let's talk about an individual who has the sniffles, who's maybe getting a bit achy, who's getting a bit of a cough. I think, you know, the people that they're encountering at work, if they know them to be vulnerable, then I think it behoves them to be careful, to mask up around those people, to make sure the environment is well aerated. They have vulnerable people in their family circle, their intimate social circle. Again, the same applies. So I think, you know, I think there's a lot to be said for wearing masks in certain situations. And I think I think it only makes sense to me, and it's not much to ask. And I think it will both potentially protect you and other vulnerable people in your circle. Wearing masks, you know, in certain situations, as you describe, but I think in terms of, you know, having a negative COVID test and having mild respiratory symptoms is not a reason to stay at home at the moment, I think. But I obviously, you know, particularly if you in the absence of a fever, but I think with those symptoms, you go into a situation where you know there might be vulnerable people, be it at work or be it in a social circle, then I think you should think twice about that, or at least say, or at least check with people, say, listen, I'm coming, I've got a bit of a cold. Are you okay with that? Or you take exert agency yourself and wear a mask in those situations where you might be potentially affecting vulnerable people. A lot of people are well covered by vaccination. They are getting a bit unwell with it, not terribly unwell, but there's always exceptions to that. So I think your concern and your thoughts there, I would echo, you know.
So overall then, Fergus, I mean, we're not suggesting here a radical return to mask wearing, a radical return to social distancing. God forbid the lockdowns to 5 kilometres outside your home or nothing like that. But really, that if you are feeling maybe slightly even under the weather yourself, or indeed, again, going back to if you are a vulnerable person, maybe no harm to observe social distancing yourself voluntarily and wear the mask as well, and ensure at all times that you have an air circulation.
Yeah, I think that's fair enough. I think I wouldn't necessarily, you know, I think the very last thing we should be sort of suggesting or indeed sounding is alarmist at this point. I mean, there's no reason at all for that, and no reason at all to envisage any sort of return to any greater degree of restrictions. All we're suggesting here is that if you have, you know, significant upper respiratory tract symptoms, you particularly with a fever, well, just do the right thing by your friends, by your family, by your fellow citizens, by observing some social distancing, wearing a mask in a confined place, any confined place at all that would apply to, and just being as mindful as you can about the vulnerable people in your circle. And I think, you know, that's all we'd be saying at this point.